Well, good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. It's a Thursday morning, and it's January 16th in the year of our Lord, 2014. And we do thank Him and praise Him for this opportunity to sound our voice as far as it reaches. And we do welcome and thank you for joining us on this morning. We are in the midst of a 21-day fast, and I can tell you the enemy does not want us to pray, does not want us to get together, and of course, that's his business, that's his job. However, our job is to have the victory, and I trust that you can say amen to that. How are you feeling this morning? Trust that you had a wonderful season of rest. I know I did, and for that I'm extremely grateful. So I feel fresh and refreshed and ready to go forth in the Lord on this brand new morning with all of the new mercies that He has made available to us today. We thank Him and we praise Him. I just want to go to Him right now in prayer. I feel so grateful that we are able to see this day. This day has never been before in the history of the world and of creation. This is a brand new day. Oh, yes, we've had Thursdays in the past, many, 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 many of them, innumerable. However, this one is like all the others, very unique. It's brand new. Imagine that. And it's by God's will that it is, and that you and I are alive. That's His will on this day to see it. He orchestrated our birth on the timeline of history precisely to this moment. Well, I know the thought can be overwhelming to think of how detailed God is, but He is. Let us go to Him in prayer. Please join me. Father, we call You Abba, Father, because You are our Father. You are in heaven. And we know and we agree that Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We bow before Your throne this morning, knowing that we are Your creation. you determined our existence and our being. And for that, we give you praise. That is the reason that you created us, that we would have fellowship with you. We would be near, we would be close to you. You're drawing us closer and closer. And it's because of your great love for us. So today we are immersed in it, we are surrounded by it. We feel it, we welcome it. And Father, we know that we have failed you many times in many ways, even in one day. We failed you in ways that we are aware of, and we failed you in ways that we are not aware of. However, you said that if we confess our sin, you're faithful and just to forgive us and further to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We welcome your forgiveness today. We desire it. We need it. So we ask you to forgive us for our iniquities, for our trespasses, our failings. Where we disappointed you, we did not meet the standards of righteousness. We did not meet your expectations. We ask you to, through Jesus Christ, who is the horn of our salvation, that you would forgive us. Then you would apply the blood of your Son, Christ Jesus, to our hearts, our lives, cleansing us. Just like the priests applied the blood to the horns of the altar. Apply that precious blood, that most precious agent by which we can get our deliverance, our healing, our wholeness back. So we thank you for this time that we are allowed to come together and to gather in your midst. In Jesus' name, we thank you today, and we ask for a special blessing upon all of those that are dialed in, all those that are listening to our stream and will be listening to it even later, that a special visitation and presence would be with us and with them in the name of Jesus, because through him you've given us the victory, and we do thank you, we do claim it in the name of Jesus. And all of us agree by saying amen and amen. Well, praise God, welcome, and thank you for joining us. This is Global Time with Jesus Christ. And I have to tell you, I do want to thank you. I appreciate all of you so much. Thank you for praying for us even on yesterday as we ran into some technical difficulty. Now, I just need to say this. I do want to share this with you. It's most important quickly here. In fact, our theme today is the invisible war. And sometimes we forget that we are in a war. Every single person, saved or not, believer or not, Christian or not, is involved in this invisible war. This invisible war, where is it occurring? It's right here on earth. This is where the battle rages. And we're told in the Word of God, John 10:10, it says that the thief, meaning Satan, cometh, and he comes to the earth, on the earth, not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Jesus said of himself, he says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And this is life, not in the hereafter, it's here and now. The word life there is the word Zoe in the Greek, meaning life here and now. So Christ came that we would have that kind of life in this time, in this season, right here, right now. Satan has come. He's on the earth. That's where he is. He's on this earth. And he's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So we see there are two opposing objectives here. There are two opposing kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, Almighty God, and then there's the kingdom of Satan. And that battle was started a long time ago. It started in rebellion. He wanted to take over God's kingdom, that is, Satan. And it says in Revelation chapter 12 and 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon here is referring to Satan. And the dragon fought and his angels. And the great dragon was cast out, verse 9 of chapter 12. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out where? Into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now in Genesis, he's referred to as the dragon. I'm sorry, in Revelation, he's referred to as a dragon. In Genesis, he's the serpent. So he has grown, if you will, in his intention. And his operation. But he was cast out into the earth along with his demons, well, the angels who rebelled with him. So this is what we're dealing with. And all of us, every single person, it's not a matter of choice. It's a matter of the fact that we're on the earth. And so in case you didn't know, you are in a war. This has nothing to do with choice. You're in a war. And this war is right here on earth. It involves you. And it's entirely invisible. It's not visible. It's in the invisible realm. You cannot see it with your natural eye. So we thank God, though, that Christ came, and he came to give us life right here and now, the kind of life that allows us to shine and shine forth like we are today, where we're gathered. Imagine, out of all the things that you could be doing, you decided to get up and to join us for prayer. Well, praise God, and God bless you. Welcome. Well, your lines are open. And we would love to hear a praise report from you and or a prayer request. We're here for that purpose. And do not feel like you're imposing upon us if you feel urged to give a praise report of what God is doing. I know my praise report is this, that we're on. That's my praise report right now, immediately, because I remember yesterday when our system went down. And I can tell you, that was nothing but demonic opposition to our voicing. The things that you're doing, the prayer that we were doing, in fact, when the system went down, just unexplainably. Well, that wasn't just yesterday. Within the last hour or so, as I was preparing for this prayer cast, our system just started recycling on its own. just like that. And you don't get angry, you don't get upset, because you understand what's involved. You're in a spiritual battle, and this battle is in the unseen realm. And the adversary does not want us to do what we're doing right now. Please understand that. And we have to be obstinate, determined, and resolved to do what God would have us do. And he wants us to be praying right now like we are. He wants us to humble ourselves. That's how we win the battle. And that's what we were saying yesterday. What is the secret to spiritual power? That was the theme yesterday. Satan did not want us to be involved with that. However, here we are again today, not to be discouraged, not to be put off, but pressing through. Well, while you're waiting for, while we are waiting for you to have a praise report or to give, give life and breath to a prayer request, we want to remember all of those that we've been praying for. And I just want to name their names because they're still on our in our thoughts and on our mind. Those that are receiving healing and expecting healing, we want to pray for them. We want God's comfort, and God's mercy to continue in their lives. And we remember, we're thinking of Michelle Lewis, who is being healed, and I can tell you she is strong in spirit, strong in faith, and her body is being healed. And for that, we thank God. That's a wonderful praise report. We were praying for Aaron Moore, and he was here in the United States, and he's back in Antigua, and I will seek to be in contact to get an update and report on his health and his well-being. And then there's Deacon Michael Gregory, who happens to be my brother, and he is also recovering very, very well. And then there is Etta Bullock. We thank God for working the process of healing in her body and her life, and she's coming along strong. And then there are individuals that we've prayed for. There's a family. There's Carlos, who last report he was in the hospital in the ICU. The doctors were, had kind of given up, just, waiting for him to expire. Don't have the latest updates on him, but he is a cancer patient, and we were believing God to raise him up. So we prayed for him, we prayed for his family. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I just wanted to give you an update on that. I got a call last night, or received a call from Carla's wife. He passed yesterday morning, and they're having the funeral today. So I just wanted to give an update on that.
Well, thank you for the update. We'll pray this morning for the family right now.
Yes.
It has to be a most difficult time for them.
Yes.
We'll just lift them up right now. So why don't we do that? Father, we thank you that when situations like these come, circumstances over which we have no control except that we surrender and humble ourselves before you, we thank you, Lord, that we can call, that your line is never busy. You are always available. We thank you, Lord, for the for Carlos's family and how you've drawn near. I just sense that you are near. you're comforting them, even on this day as they endeavor to say goodbye to their loved one. Father, we pray even in the midst of death, in the midst of departure, in the midst of separation, that your Holy Spirit would be heard, and that while death is what it is at this point, that even in the presence of death, that life would come to those who were left behind, that they would look up knowing that in their weakness, in their lack of strength, in their sense of being able to go forward, being unable to go forward, that you would strengthen them, strengthen his wife, strengthen his children and the family. Bless them now with peace that passes all understanding. We pray that today will not be a day of tragedy and regret, but it will be a day when new life is found in you through Christ Jesus. We bless your name today, and we thank you, Lord, that you're always there. And we thank you that you're God, that you always have compassion. You always are full of mercy to all generations, and so that all manner of people can call upon you at any time. You're always there and available. So we thank you today, Lord, for being available to and for Carlos's family right now. In Jesus' name, we ask for comfort, for peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we thank God that God is available when we are unable to help ourselves. But we were saying on yesterday when we were, our system was went down, and I thank you for your patience and your prayers that you understand, you know, we're using sophisticated and cutting-edge technology, and we depend on computers and to make this program possible. We have, I can think of at least three different service providers that are involved in making this possible. We have our studio, we have our cable people, we have our communications people. So it's three right there, and any one of them, if there's a glitch in the system at any point, that can produce what occurred on yesterday, just like that. It just went down, and I'm not able to tell you exactly what caused it, other than to say we're at war, and what we're saying and what we're dealing in, and the enemy does not want us to be about the Father's business. And as I said this morning, the computers just decided, you know, we're going to do something different than what you want to do, and it started recycling itself immediately. And so I just calmly waited for it to go through its changes and got back to alignment of it, preparing for our program right now. And so thank God we're on. You don't get mad, you don't get angry, you just keep going forward to your objective, because we're in war. Humbling ourselves before Almighty God is the secret to victory. Yes, do you have a prayer request or a praise report? We are here to entertain that.
Praise the Lord.
That's amen. I heard someone coming in. I was just going to say something, but I will give preference to you. Speak
good
up,
morning.
Please. Good morning.
We give God glory. We give him all of the honor and the praise. And this morning, I would like to for us to join together and pray for all of those that are in the music industry. They have
yes.
a powerful, powerful way of honoring God through music. But a lot of it is not to God's honor and to worship Him. It's in secular music, and especially for our youth. I thank God for two young men, or three of them that I could think of on the top of my head, Tyreek and Marcus, who plays musical instruments for our worship. I thank God for young people, like young men especially, like them, and also for
yes.
one of my sister's grandsons. I cannot remember his name. Sister Margaret's grandson. I thank God for him, that their hearts
yes.
are towards the Lord in music. But then there are so many other youths that all they listen to is rap music and hip-hop music, and these things, they have their headphones on and they're continually being penetrated. Their minds are being overtaken by this demonic music. And we would like to lift them up in prayer this morning, that their hearts would be turned around, that the plot of the enemy to have their minds constrained to this music would be turned around, that the plot of the enemy would be canceled, and their hearts and their minds would be to what the Lord intended it to be, worship and praise and glory unto Him and to Him alone.
Yes.
So we pray against this music, that music that is so much a part of their lives, that is not directed in the way that it is supposed to be. We lift them up in prayer this morning.
Thank you for that prayer request. I believe it's right on time and right on point. And we should note that music was the ministry of Satan himself. He was the one that mediated the worship between the creation and below and the throne of God. We see that all over the scriptures. We see that in Ezekiel, Isaiah, places like that. The prophets told us. And so Satan was the minister of music, so to speak, just like Michael the archangel appears throughout the scripture as the minister of war. He doesn't have that designation in the scripture, but that's what he does. You know, he's in charge of waging the warfare under God's command. And Gabriel, another angel, is the minister of communication. Every time there's important communications to be done, we see Gabriel appearing at the birth or before the birth of Christ to announce it and all of that. And so different ones have angels and archangels have different assignments. And so Satan was created by God, and he was his name was Lucifer, the bringer of light. And so he still influences the music in the earth today. And that's what you're referring to. And he has not given up his position. He's been fired. He's been kicked out. But he has not relinquished his position and what he thinks is his duty. So now he's corrupting the music. He's bringing the worship to himself. That's what he is doing. He had the instruments built into himself. All he had to do was think of the music, and it came forth. This is awesome stuff, and we won't do the teaching in depth today, but let us pray. Let us thank God for the youth that are doing the right thing, such as the ones you mentioned, and let us pray for the ones that are being influenced demonically by Satan's music. Father, we thank you for the young people. You made the young because they're strong. And you've called them, Lord, to your side to be your current army, your current agents of change in the earth today, your soldiers, the young, the youth. And we thank you, Lord, for them. Thank you for keeping them, keeping your hedge of protection around them, having your ministering angels watch over them and protect them so that they are able to continue to give praise and honor to the King, which is Christ Jesus himself. And Father, we pray for those that are out in the dark, that are lost, that are searching, that are being guided and misguided by the kingdom of darkness, by Satan's plan and purpose and plot, if you will, to deceive them and to indoctrinate them, Lord, demonically. We stand against that plot in the name of Jesus, and we pray the liberation, freedom, and transformation of those youth, that they will rise up. You will raise them up as a mighty army to worship and to praise you in the presence of your throne. They will bring forth and come forth in truth and in spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you are removing the darkness of deception from around them. You're allowing the light to penetrate so that when they see the light, they'll call on you. They will praise you. They will worship you. We thank you, Lord, that it ends with victory, even if it's what it is right now. All is not lost. That victory is part of the plan and the picture and the reality. And we thank you, Lord, even now, that you're raising up young people to worship you, the one true God, to come away from every other idol, every other kind of worship, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you and we bless your name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for that prayer request. If you're engaged in the 21-day fast, and this is day number 12, so we're more than past midway, we thank God for you, and I do want to pray your strength. If you're paying attention while you're in this fast, you would have noticed that your sense of hearing in the spirit, your sight in the spirit has been sharpened and is being sharpened so that you're able to see and see through. You're able to hear and also able to understand. That's what God wants to do in your life. And this is why we humble ourselves like we are during this period of consecration. And we're consecrating for war. Now, many would not even like the sound of that. It sounds aggressive. It sounds proactive. It sounds more active than some would like to be. But we're in a war. You don't choose to be in the war. You're in it. And so what you do is take a stand. That's what you have to do because you're in the war. You don't get to choose that. because the war is on this earth, and every single person is a target of the adversary. Every single person. You don't have to wear a uniform or anything, but you're still a target. So this conflict is something that has been going on from the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the garden. That's when Satan decided that he didn't want to be replaced, and actually we're replacing him and have been created to replace him in the worship. That's a whole nother set of lessons which we won't hasten to do on today. But by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed onto all men, for that all have sinned. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. All have sinned because of Satan's idea that he wanted to oppose God's kingdom. So this war, this, it's invisible, and it's between the kingdom of God Almighty and the lesser kingdom of Satan. And when you read the end of the book, and that is the Bible, we win. You see that. And this is probably a rare case where you know the result before ahead of time. We know what the result is. So we're praying into that, and we're living into that. Praying into victory, living into and onto victory through Christ Jesus. Amen. So let us pray. Let us pray. Yes. Praise God. Let us pray for all that are endeavoring, whether or not you're on the path. Let us pray for you right now. Father, we come to you because you are our strength. You are help. Our help comes from you. So we have no other place to turn that is set as high as your throne. And so we come to you for help and for strength. Continue to quicken us, those of us that are on the fast, those that are thinking about whether they should have been on the fast. But nevertheless, we all need your strength, your grace, and your mercy. And we pray, O God, that as we humble ourselves, you will show yourselves to us in ways that we had not experienced or seen before. We'll have greater depth, greater understanding. We said in all our getting, get understanding. Help us to understand so that we are able to know all the devices of the adversary, so we won't be ignorant of his devices. Neither should we suffer loss for lack of knowledge. Help us, Lord, to hear as knowledge is being imparted. In whatever way you seek to do it, knowledge, so that we're able to go on to understanding and certainly to move and to walk in wisdom. So we thank you for each person that's endeavoring to get closer to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we're getting ready to coming to the end of our prayer cast for today, I just want to remind you that on Friday, which is tomorrow, at 7, there's 7:30 in the evening, we have a special prayer cast during this 21-day fast. And this is the second of of three that we've decided on. The next one will be on next week, Friday. But it's at 7:30, and right here on this prayer cast on Global Time with Jesus Christ, and we ask you to join us. We invite you to join us as we gather specifically for prayer. And the reason that this is important is that coming out of this consecration, there's work for us to do. God wants us to continue to hold our hands upwards towards heaven. And we see the Israelites fighting Amalek in the valley, and Moses was up on a mountain. And as long as his hands were up, they were winning the battle. And when his hands got tired, began to come down, the battle went in favor of the enemy. And so two assistants came, one on each side, and held Moses' hands up. That's a clear picture to us of what it takes to win the war or any battle for us. Prayers, our hands have to be up towards heaven, a position of help, of needing help and power and surrender, humility, all of that. And that's what wins the battles and the wars. So on Friday evening at 7:30, just dial this number, 714-459-3963, just like you've done today. And you can get, or if you've accessed by smartphone or the internet in general, you know, you come in by a PC or whatever your means are. But it's at 7:30 this Friday night we're on. And we'll be in prayer in a special way. So we want to thank you for joining us. And we want you and would believe God with you that you would have a day of victory on this particular day. It's a day of victory. You would walk in that. You would walk with the King and just show forth the glory of God. Keep a smile on your face, particularly as you meet people. And let the joy of the Lord in your heart begin to shine through your countenance. And you'll find people are responsive to that, and somehow they'll be blessed. And if you have to speak with them, let them know. Just say, God bless you today. Just get in the habit of doing that so that you don't even have to think about it. And that's where I am with it right now. I just say, God bless you in just about every situation. I'm speaking with individuals once I'm done or if I'm greeting them, you know. And I've never had someone say, why don't you shut up? I don't want to hear that. You know, I've never had someone say that. People are always warm and responsive to that, even if they're not believers. So try it on for size and let God use you to be an atmosphere changer, where when you enter, the atmosphere changes from negative to positive. Fresh air comes in a mighty way. Well, God bless you on this day. I would love to give you a benediction, and I'm going to do that right now. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And this benediction is taken from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 through 21. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing. In Jesus' name, God bless you on this Thursday. Go forth in victory. Walk with the King. He is with you. Amen. He's with you.
Amen.
You walk by faith, not by sight. And we thank God for our broadcast today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Mrs. Glenn.
Thank you. God bless you. She loves you.
God bless you.
God bless you.